Welcome to Shomar Shovan and Daf, your sponsor, Lurnish Basarim Yaakov Shom, Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daif Ayin Aleph. The Gemara in Udalev starts by saying that Cheresh, who can be Medav Mitech Aksav, you can rely on the Dibur to write a get. And then the Gemara brings a question. It says in the Pasuk, Im lo yagid v'noso avoinoi, someone doesn't testify, you'll have an Aveiro. And we learn, Prat l'ilim imyut she'en yochol agit. Says the Gemara, Yochol Agim Tech Eksav, he could say Tech Eksav. Says the Gemara, there's a special din be'edus, mi piem velo mi piksov. So Tosis, when it speaks about the idea of the edus, Yochol Dav Tech Eksav, so Tosis says, Hagodo, regular Hagodo, unless we have the pasuk that says piem velo piksov, Hagodo is good al de Eksav. So Tosis asks, we know, when it says by Echirish Vechirishis, that they can do Chalitzo, the Gemara tells the Emos why. Because they're not be'omar ve'omro. They're not able to talk. But you just said the writing works. So answers to says there's a difference between Hagodo and Amiro. Hagodo can be done even when you write it. But Amiro, to Amir means only to talk. And the Rishonim, the Rajwa, and the Ritvo, they bring the Toises, and they bring a riot to Toises. Because it says in the Pasuk Koheles, Ubal Krafayim, meaning a bird, Yagid Dover. You see that Haggadah doesn't require a Dibur. Haggadah can be also by writing. And only Amir is different. Amir needs to have an actual saying. This thesis that differentiates between Haggadah and Amiro connects to a very beautiful Shem Shmuel that we mentioned in past Shurim. The Maharal tells us that the idea of Edus, what is the concept of Edus? Edus doesn't mean to go and deliver information to Beis Din. The Maharal is mechiach that. We know that if the Beis Din saw something in the night, that's not good enough. They need to see it in the day. If they saw themselves in the day, you don't need to have Edus. But if they saw in the night, you need to have Edus. What's the difference? Edus just deliver information. They know the information. So explains the Maharal, the idea of Edus is that Edim need to deliver the story to Beis Din. As if the Edim are transferring the actual Maise and playing it in front of Beis Din. That's the whole idea of a goddess Edus. Edus is to play, to bring the story towards Beis Din. The Torah tells you, the way you bring a story to Beis Din is only Edus that's done in the day. It needs to be Ed in front of the Dayan. That's why Ed Nasa Dayan. There's a certain way for reenacting that story and bringing the story in front of Beis Din. So brings the Shem Shmuel in as a Kodesh of Pesach. Brings it also the name of his father. He says that, how does the Maharal know that? Because how does it say the lashon of saying in Edus? It says Hagado, im lo yagid, the pasuk that we have in our Gemara. Hagado doesn't mean to say. The translation of Hagado in Aramaic is vichavi, meaning to show, to bring the experience to whoever is listening. It's not the talking. It's the actual transformation of experience. That's why Edus is not just a talk. Edus is much more than that. Edus is transferring and bringing the experience to here. And with this, Hashem Yishmuel explains, that's what Haggadah Shel Pesach means. Haggadah Shel Pesach doesn't mean that a person goes and just gives information to children. Say, oh, by the way, we ran out of Mitzrayim, and this is what happened. The Haggadah Shel Pesach means that you're experiencing the Yetzias Mitzrayim. You're reenacting Yetzias Mitzrayim. The same way Haggadah Edus is bringing the Maaseh to Beis Din, Haggadah of Pesach is bringing the Maise to the Leila Seder. This connects beautifully with our Tosis. Haggadah doesn't mean to talk. Haggadah is to bring the experience over here. It can be done through Dibur, it can be done through Ksivo, it can be done through many different ways, as long as we have the Maise over here. Amira means to talk. Amira needs to be Bepeh. But Haggadah does not refer to the talking aspect. Haggadah refers to the transformation of that experience of the event to bring it over here. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.